Ay, ay, ay,
So first of all, I want to give a karsa tov to Elio for bringing a delicious kugel tonight.
Chaim.
And it's welcome back, Avram Yitzchak. Hasn't been so long since Avram Yitzchak's been here, but I guess Elio's been meramis to where Avram Yitzchak has been. Even though he's sitting and learning Torah, Baruch Hashem, it's nothing bad. No one should have any chashash, but in different makoymos.
Oh.
You should have continued atzlacha, Baruch Hashem. And on that note, welcome back. Being that Elio reached out and wanted to sponsor Kugel, welcome him back, Avram Yitzchak. We welcome back some other chevre tonight, which is very special, that hasn't been here for a while. Asher, welcome back. Another chevre. I don't name everybody, but especially, I will mention Chaim. Chaim, because when you have a chevre from the older chevre, from the earlier chevre of Shir, really going back, Chaim Frankel, if the chevre doesn't know, was not of the first chevre to start Shir, but he was coming to Shir when the first chevre was still there. So he really was the link from the first chevre going back 11 years ago.
So
Chaim, he was in Shir with that chevre. He was there with the chevre. So really, right? Sure. So therefore, Chaim brings us back, mamish, to the last chol of this entire Shir. So it's very special to have Chaim here. And those of you who know, who are in the know of this bias, know that although Chaim Baruch Hashem hasn't been here in a while, not that he hasn't been learning Torah and listening to Shirim, but there hasn't been a Purim that he hasn't been with us. Not one Purim. So Baruch Hashem, we all know. Of course he was here this Purim. He might not know, but I know he was here Purim.
You know?
He told me the next day. Anyways, it's also, the kugel was for all upcoming simchas, Bes Hashem, there should be big simchas, we should all have simchas.
Amen.
Amen Ben Yavin. And Amen Ben Yavin. And finally, maybe more importantly, to go to on a more serious note, ah, Salah Chassinai, welcome wow. back.
No,
they're chairs. So, first of all, one more just announcement. Mazel Tov, a very special Mazel Tov, Yudem Aryeh Mezel. I'm not sure he's going to come, as he usually does, and visit us towards the end of the year, or 1 o'clock in the morning, whenever he shows up tonight, because Baruch Hashem, tonight was his chasana. Stomach's still going on. I had to leave to come here to give shir. Baruch Hashem, it's a special schus, a very special Talmud, and his kala Daniel, also a very special Talmidah, and Mitzvah Hashem, they should be zocha to build a bais na misro, mali simcha, mali bracha. And on a little bit of a more serious note, or a lot of a more serious note, all the learning tonight should be as a schus for a shmira, for all of those who fear, and maybe at this point in the pathway of the hurricane, and we have a lot of us know people, and you know, as I mentioned by Chaim, I consider anyone who used to come to the shir, and Baruch Hashem, a lot of the chevre that still listen to the shir are still members of the shir, and a couple of the members of our shir reached out during the day, Eitan Austin and Ari Murzov, and who are down in Florida, and Emir Hashem, all the learning that we do tonight should be a schus for those who are there and those who are preparing, that Emir Hashem, we should have Besuras Tovos, and we should have Yeshuos, and only hear good news, Bekarov, that Hashem.
Amen.
Now, the Levaya of Rav Pinchas Karitzer, his son, Rav Yehuda Meir, was mamish sobbing, mamish crying bitter tears. Somebody there asked him, why are you crying? Why are you so sad? But the Levaya of a Tzaddik, there should be a haftach, it should be clear, it should be known, he's going to go up to the Olam HaEmes, he's going to be in the palace. So he said, do you know who my Tati is facing right now? And giving din v'cheshbin. So they said back, but your Tati, the Heiliger of Pinchas Karitzer, he was a Tzaddik, he was a gadol, he was so big. He surely, there's nothing to fear, there's nothing to cry. So Rav Yehuda Meir said back, it's true, my father was very big. But Hashem is so much bigger. Each and every one of us is preparing. Mom is 2 weeks away from today for the Din V'Cheshbon of the year, Rosh Hashanah. And we have to recognize and realize it's going to be Judgment Day, where Melech Malchim Lachim is taking Din V'Cheshbon. And if some of us think wrongly that just because everything's going okay and everything's been alright in my life, and then clearly it's going to continue that way, surely this hurricane itself has been a wake-up call. Not just this hurricane. We look back a couple weeks ago, not that long ago, in Harvey in Texas, and we see we have no idea what's going to be one day to the next. We have no idea. You have people, you look to Harvey, because that already occurred, Beth Hashem, as we just said, this should be, at least for Florida, it's already had devastation on certain islands, but in Florida it should be only Pachad and should be mamish swept away to the back to the sea and have no zero effect on anybody. But you look at Harvey, the devastation, and you read stories of people who were there, and again they knew there would be a little storm or a big storm and there'd be some flooding, but nowhere close to what occurred. And mamish, unfortunately, many people unfortunately passed away. I don't even know what the number was up to by now. But then even those who Baruch Hashem survived physically with the shirt on their backs, and that's it. Losing everything. Mamish losing everything. Chavi, take more chairs from the back room if we need. Losing everything. And these are people that the day before, the week before, maybe had everything. And were living very comfortable lifestyles, living it up, enjoying life, and lost everything. That's not a wake-up call. If the shofar is not going to be a wake-up call to us, it's not a wake-up call to us that none of us know what the next day is going to bring. Maybe some of you saw tonight, I got like texts left and right tonight. And some people, whether it was texts on my phone or people bringing me over at the chasen tonight, or showing me an Instagram, this and that, that some of you maybe saw that the weather picture of this new storm that's coming upon Florida. If you look, you know, the weather, whenever you look at the weather, there's all different type of colors and to show the storm and intensity. And if you look at the shape of the storm that was the weather, so the way this was shown, I can show you guys later, is that some father said he was showing it to his child, and his child said to the father, that looks exactly like a shofar. It must be that Hashem's telling us we have to do tshuva, and this is supposed to be a wake-up call. And if you look, it's amazing. I don't know how many of you saw this. It's mamish, the storm, and the picture of the storm, the way it's color-coded, and the weather forecast is mamish. It's like, if you think of it, going down Florida and into the islands, it's exactly like a shofar. Uru, uru, yishenim. It's a wake-up call to each and every one of us. We're supposed to be shaking and recognizing that the big Tatin Hamel is giving Din V'Cheshbon. So we start to think about doing tshuva. And we start to think about doing a little bit for the Rabbanu Shalom, changing a little bit, doing a little cheshbon anafesh, a little introspection. But let's be real. Let's be real. Then we quickly think to the past. And we think to years past. And every year it's like the same as we read, some of us remember in Tisha B'Av, all my life is a circle. We read those words from the song. You know, it's like we go through the motions, and yes, we're inspired. We're inspired, and we recognize the importance of growing and changing, but we think back, and it's very hard to push ourselves to really change. And we think back to the years past where any change that we did was so short-lived. It was for the moment, it was for a day, it was for a week. And it's discouraging. It's discouraging. Because sometimes then I don't even want to try. What's going to be? Let's be real. So I'll go through the motions, and some svarim in the room start saying slichos, and it's going to come Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to give it all Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to give serious tefillos, serious mechuva, shalal kaparas, and I'll think about changing and work on things for the moment, and maybe for a few days I will, and Yom Kippur, and these days serious mechuva, big time shemir shalayim for those 10 days. You know, mamish, I'll put on whatever gedarim I need, but couple days later, it might be the next day, the day after Yom Kippur. Let's be real. We know from years past. So how can this year be a little bit different? And I say at least a little bit different. How can this year be a little bit different? How can this whole process, this whole tshuva process, be a little bit different? So I read an amazing mashal from the Chafetz Chaim in the Ber Chaim from Melech Biderman. He brings the following mashal for these days. Chafetz Chaim said that Tsar Nikolai, he announced that he was going around to all the different cities and checking on his kingdom and going around to different provinces and whatever it might be. And he was going to make a stop practically everywhere. And all the various cities and all the various places, so they prepared for this. The Tsar is coming. And a lot of they cleaned their streets and they painted the homes and some of them repaved and prepared a whole entire big, you know, it's going to be a big party and a parade and Echvesnish, all, anything you could imagine. Now there was one city, they were mamish meshuganas. And their minhag, their custom was when, sounds like a little like Sodom, when guests would come to the city, the way that they'd show their inviting the guests in and showing hospitality is they'd stone them. Now, I don't mean they'd offer them some joints, you know? I mean, they managed, in some places, maybe that's how things go. Lo aleinu, Hashem Yirachim. But they'd managed to stone the guy. They'd throw stones at the guy. So, and they thought that was a beautiful, wonderful thing for some reason. Okay, they were shuganas, you know, chvesnisht. So the governor of the city was very scared. The governor of the city was very scared because the Tsar is going to come to the city and they want to show tremendous kavod to the Tsar and respect. So what are they going to do? They're going to all manage to get on their rooftops with big boulders, stone the guy. So he called everyone together, town meeting. And he made an announcement that the Tsar is coming and we have to prepare. And he said he has something to tell over the Tsar request. He doesn't want them to do anything for him special. He doesn't want them to have any reception or anything. All he asks is he doesn't want to be stoned. Just don't stone him. And that's all he'd be happy. And that's what he wants. It's all he requested one thing. And Kachavi, the Tsar, came and it was okay and they didn't stone him. Comes the Chafetz Chaim, he explains. You know, we've had generations throughout the years of Tzaddikim, of Tanoim, and of Amorayim, Tzaddikim of Rishonim, of Rachroinim, of Rav Kiva Eger, Tzaddikim of the previous generation of Moshe Feinstein, of Yaakov Kamenetsky, and of this generation that we've lived in an Rav Yashuv, and Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zatzal, and even until today with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Aaron Lieb Steinman, big Tzaddikim, who they, when they come to these days, they mamish are able to grab on, and they know the king is coming to give judgment, and they're preparing, and they're cleaning, and they're making beautiful roads, and beautiful paths, and beautiful receptions. But for most of us, we're not able to do that. But at the very least, if the king's going to come, don't stone him. Meaning what? Don't spit in his face. At the very least for these days, maybe it's true. Maybe it's true that I'm not going to, through these days of Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Rosh Hashanah Tshuva, change drastically in my Avodas Hashem. We're always working ourselves and we're always growing. We should always be doing tshuva. We shouldn't be waiting for the last moment anyways. We should always be growing. That's all Torah with itself. I saw from the Halak Avodas Yisrael. It brings from the Noam HaLemalach. That was a deep Torah in the first Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah. We're preparing Rosh Hashanah. The opening Rosh Hashanah says, Be'echud be'elol Rosh Hashanah l'ma'iser behema. That's Tanakhama. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Oimrim be'echud betishrei. So b'derech drush. In a deeper way, he says as follows, the Heilige Noam HaMelech, Rebbe HaMelech. He says, really, every single one of us is supposed to be working on ourselves and growing every day. Every day I should be thinking to myself, Du Chesh V'Nevesh, how can I be a better person, a better Jew? How can I daven better? How can I learn better? How could I be nicer to my wife, to my children? How could I be more of a Baal Chesed? How could I be a kinder individual? I can't give details because we'll give it away. Such a call today I can't stop thinking about, in a good way. Don't get nervous. I mean, I got, unfortunately, there are calls I can't stop thinking about today. Not good also, unfortunately. The Davin for Yeshua's and Rufus. But one particular call I got today, I can't give details, I don't want to give away who, because it would defeat the whole thing, but of an individual who had no right thinking about this today. There's so much going on, and they call me up, and I thought they're calling about something, because whatever's going on, and they call me up, Rebbe, that was an individual, a parent, whatever, could you do me a favor, I need you, could you be a shliach, because I want to give money to a particular person, I don't want them to know about it. And maybe I could come bring it to you today. And this person was the busiest person in the world today. And I'm like, this is what's on your mind? I didn't even count it yet. The person handed me a wad of cash. Like, you have, mamish, hundreds like this. It's up in the room. I didn't know, whatever. I'm going to deliver it tomorrow. I didn't have a chance, whatever. It wasn't today, it was a busy day. I told the person I'll deliver it tomorrow, but like this. I showed it to my wife. My wife, that's for us. No, it's not for us. I said we have this chus to be a shliach. Baruch Hashem, there are people, and we have to be thinking, can we do more? And we should be thinking this always, every single day. So comes along the Eloheinu Melech, and says, someone who thinks like this, someone who's growing every day, that's an Adam. That's what a person is. Adam la'amal yulad. Adam la'amal yulad. We were created to grow, to work on ourselves, to toil. But there's a machlokas in the Mishnah, B'derech Drush. If you only start thinking about what is Rosh Hashanah, the growth to greet Melech Machar Lachim, if you only start, according to Anakama, Be'echad Be'el, if you only start El all year long, the heck with it, let me go through my status quo and live life and whatever it is. El, I heard the shofar, I'm totally have to be another person for this month. If Be'echad Be'el is your Rosh Hashanah, that's when you start growing. Lemaiser behema, you're considered a behema. That's, you're not even a person. Baruch Hashem, we have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and we pass in Omrim be'echad betishrei. Meaning, when are you considered a behema? If you don't even grab onto Elul, if you wait till Rosh Hashanah. If you wait till Rosh Hashanah to start growing. Lemaiser, obviously, Chila, we all understand, everyone agrees we should try to work on ourselves. At least, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, if be'echad betishrei, that's when you're considered a behema. But Elul, so what's that mean for each and every one of us? We're already halfway through Elul. Have we been growing? Have we been working ourselves? Have we been trying? We have 2 weeks left to be considered an Adam. Aber, like we said, but that's for the Halakha Tzaddikim, for the big Tzaddikim, they're able to do such and make changes for most of us. What is our avoda? So Chafetz Chaim says, based on the mashal that we said, at least for the rest of us that can't prepare properly for the king, at least during these days, don't stone the king. Meaning, at least during these days, we should be marchik, we should distance ourselves from averas. We should make sure and be careful not to at least, okay, shkoyach, I'm not going to learn like I used to learn when I was shana bed in yeshiva, because, you know, skip shana alef, I don't even know what we learned shana alef, but at least shana bed in yeshiva, we were learning seriously, mamish, I know the amount of hours I put in. Okay, that, I don't have the time, it might not have the time. A guy asked me today, Shaili, he was going back, he wanted to know if he should do tshuva. He was involved over the summer for a week in a very special program, and they were working with highly, highly dysfunctional individuals. And mamish, the people he was taking care of, in a home or somewhere, I don't know exactly which program it was, were like, it was 24-7, he had to be on top of this person, like mamish by their side, changing them, doing things. You know, I'm Avin Yavin, a lot of them in this room have been involved in this, whether it's Camp Hask or other places, but like, the way he described it, completely like, he didn't have a minute for himself. This was a Talmud of mine in high school now. And he said, Rebbe, for two of the days, I literally didn't put on tefillin. Because I really didn't have the time to put on tefillin. He said, you have to do tshuva for that. You have to do tshuva for that. You don't want to answer?
I'm trying. It's an interesting question.
I'll tell you what I told him. I told him first, I asked him, I said, mamish, like the mitzvah of tefillin, people don't realize when you're young and a teenager, you guys all know, but mitzvah of tefillin is all day long. You have a chiv to put on tefillin every day. If for some reason something's, and you can't put on in the morning, you put on in the afternoon, you put on at night, you can put on until sunset. You have all day. I said, you couldn't have someone else Okay, fine. When I was a deacon, okay, so it's Ace Baby, whatever. So, Richemeyer. So, I said, you couldn't find someone else to take care of him, even for 5 minutes, forget about davening in your tefillin, just to put on tefillin and say Shema. So he looked at me, he's like, okay, maybe I probably could have done that, but it was, he says that, okay, listen, if you're really, really that busy with chesed and you had a chiyuv to take care of, like you explaining, but probably you could have, let's be real, so okay, it's not an aveira on a level, like you woke up that day like some guy and just decided, the heck with it, I'm not putting on tefillin today. But you should definitely listen. We do tshuva even for b'shogeg, right? We do tshuva even for a mitzvah b'shogeg, for iser b'shogeg. Open up the first ramp of minchas tshuva, right? If a person's over asay or belosay b'zadon or b'shkaga, a karban chatos is on a shogeg. So vada, in this case, you probably should do some level of tshuva for it, but obviously not on a level and someone who just didn't want to put on tefillin b'chlal. But anyways, what I'm trying to say, a lot of us, we have a lot of achrayas, we have a lot of important things that we're doing. We're not on that time where we have the freedom to learn all day long the way we once did. But to push ourselves, okay, shkoyach, maybe I'm learning as much as I can already. I don't know I could improve, really do much more. My kavan and davening is like the hardest thing in the world. I know I'm going to daven well Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's very hard to daven well every day unless we have really something to daven for. But at least during these days, the Chavetz Chaim teaches us what we could do. And what we need to do is lat stone the Ribbono Shalom. Look in our day. Are there things that we're doing that really we're spitting in God's face? Do we still speak Lashon Hara? Are we still careful Shemir Seinayim? Are we careful of Nivel Peh? And I don't mean just terrible curse words, but even just what we talk about. Are we careful not to embarrass another person? Not to embarrass another person. In our Ben Adam L'Chavero. Meaning, at least let's not do something connected to Ribbono Shel Olam during these days. At the very least. So you say, but even that's not going to stay afterwards. Even that is just for the moment. There's a Gemara in Chul and Daf Samech Vav and Aleph. The Gemara is talking about the kashrus of fish. We all know what a fish needs. Fins and scales. Snapir v'kashkeshes. So the Gemara talks about, it mentions all these crazy, I don't know what these fish are, akonas, naponas, because I don't know what they are. Top of samach vavam and beis, you need an article for this. That's the bottom line. You need even Rashi says kulam lashon parsei. Rashi's not even going to tell you what they are. That's some Persian things. I don't know chvestish. I don't know meaning. I don't know what they are. But what I tell you, the Gemara explains what are these. These are fish that when they're in the water they have simane kashrus, and when they come out of the water they no longer have simane kashrus. When they come out of the water, they lose their fins, lose their scales. You don't see it. But when they're in the water, they had it. When they're in the water, they had it. And the halacha is, you know what the halacha is? Harei zeh mutter. Harei zeh mutter. They're kosher fish. Rav Avram Linda, the Baruch Chaim brings down, says, what do we see from here? That even though it could be after, later, that which we're working on, that which we're growing in, that's kosher, and that which we're doing right, might later not stay with us. Harei zeh mutter, meaning it doesn't mean we shouldn't be doing it. There's still a significant chashivas to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And there's a growth, and there's something there, and something real. And it's the pnimius we've grown, and pnimius is still with us. I was telling that, you know, yesterday was the first day in DRS. And then one of my halacha classes, I teach halacha to 11th graders. Chos Yontif. Did I do that with you guys? The name of Chavra? No. Yeah. You don't remember. Chayt Halacha. That's a whole other story. But that was not Chos. That was not Chos Yontif. Chos Shabbos. Yeah. You're right, see? I guess you knew more than I thought. Anyways, Lamaisa. So, I was going through the class, and the first day I'm meeting the guys. Some of them I know already, some of them I don't know already. They asked them what they did during the summer. A bunch of the chaver were with Hichamatul and Nancy's Vakola. And, so one of them, so I asked one of the guys, he's telling me Vakola, how awesome was. I said, is it still with you? You still feel it's still with you? This is about 3 weeks after Kola ended. So he looks at me, he's like, Rebbe, not at all. Not at all. So I was happy he was honest. You know, I was happy he was honest. And he was still talking highly of it, which also was a beautiful thing. He remembered how awesome it was, at least. But he said, not at all. You know, 3 weeks here. He's like, as if he didn't go. As if he didn't go. And I saw it on his face. You know, yeah. So I said to him, you're wrong. It's totally still with you. You're completely wrong. I want you to know it's completely with you. Meaning what? I explained to him, I said, each and every one of us is made up of a guf and a neshama, of a physical body and a soul. And our soul is completely mitachas kisei hakavod. The soul is chelik alakami ma mamish, as the Tanya says. He started a little bit, well, look at it. No?
2 weeks before.
Okay, I'm going to quote Tanya. Chelik alakami ma mamish. It's literally a chelik of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or a neshama. And it's always kadosh. It's always full of kedusha. Our guf is being swayed. Our guf is what is pulled towards the physical world and the temptations of this world, the taifas of this world. And sometimes, Baruch Hashem, like when you were in Ein Tzitzis Kolel, your neshama was shining so much with kedusha and Eretz Yisrael and Torah and Ruchnius that it was able to sway the guf, and your guf felt the kedusha, and you were alive like that. Like we all felt that in our life. But then you've been back here 3 weeks, and the guf already has been pulled so strongly towards Kashmir, towards Taiva, towards materialism, towards all that's important in this world that we live in over here, unfortunately, sadly. I said, so your guf might feel that way, but everything that you grew in the summer with your neshama, it's still fully in there. And the moment you try to tap into it and you work and learning and davening and something, you could pull it out so much bigger and so much quicker. It's there. You don't lose that. Harezeh mutter. Meaning what? When you're kadosh, even if it's in a bubble, in the water, when you come out and you think it's lost, it's not lost. It's real. It's real growth. And don't worry about the future. Worry about the making the most of now. For right now, I'm going to be kadosh. For these next 2 weeks up to Rosh Hashanah, for Shemit Tshuva, Yom Kippur, whatever area we're struggling with when it comes to Yisurim, I'm going to be good. For now. Afterwards, it might fall off. It doesn't matter. Harezeh mutter. And hopefully, by the way, even though last year and the year before and the year before, things that I wanted to change didn't stick with me, there are times, by the way, where they do. There are times when we do actually change. Have a raya, everybody in this room. Every single one of us in this room. If we think back, whatever year it was, and some of us, it's going back 10 years ago already. It's been many years. Baruch Hashem, where we're on a certain madrega. Some of us is 15 years ago. Some of us, whatever it is. There was a time in our life where none of us would have been in this room at 12 o'clock at night on a Thursday night. Yet, we're all here now. So all of us have made real strong changes in our life that stuck. So who's to know when that's going to happen? Even if many times it doesn't? Again, what we said until now, even if it doesn't, it's still growth, and it's still kadosh, it's still special to Hashem. But also, who's to say it won't be a real change for life? I saw such an amazing pshat this week from the Heilige Ber Moshe of Koznitz. Shlomo Yaakov saw this in the Birur Chasidus. Shkoyach. The pasuk says, in this week's parsha Kisavo, Baruch atah b'vo'echo, baruch atah b'tzeisecha. Baruch atah b'vo'echo, baruch atah b'tzeisecha. You should be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. So what is that talking about? Baruch atah b'vo'echo, baruch atah b'tzeisecha. These are the brachos before we read the Teichacha. Or after, I'm sorry, after we read the Teichacha. I mean, after the Orah part. It's in the middle. Baruch atah b'vo'echo, baruch atah b'tzeisecha. So Rashi says, Shetayitzi aschem in olam b'lo chet k'bi aschel olam. The bracha is, just like when you come in the world, you come in clean and pure and kadosh. So it was baruch atah b'vo'echo, so too should be baruch atah b'tzeisecha. You should be zoicha to leave this world like you did, like you came in pure and kadosh. So I saw the Ber Moshe from Koznitz, he says, this parsha is always read right before Rosh Hashanah, as we know from the Heilige Gemara Megillah, at the end of Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, if I'm mistaken, says Kisavu and Tochel is always right before Shana. Tichle Shanim Kolosel. That any klolos and any difficulty should end and should be only brach in the new year, right? So it's already alluding to Rosh Hashanah and saying like this. Baruch atah b'vavecha. If you come into Rosh Hashanah with bracha, with ruchnias, with kedusha, working yourself, you may elul like we're supposed to, HaKadosh Baruch will give you siyat shmaya that baruch atah b'tzeisecha. HaKadosh Baruch will give you siyat shmaya that you'll have the same bracha as you leave and it will stick with you and you'll be b'kedusha b'tahara mir tashem. Again, if it doesn't, don't worry. It doesn't mean it wasn't real and it's not with you, b'pnimius. But in Mirat Hashem, it will be. But the ikar is to realize it's not about the future. It's about making the most of today. And I think that's as well. The beginning of the brachos, a few psukim earlier than I just read in this week's parasha, V'haya, it says as follows, V'haya im shemoa tishma b'kol Hashem elokecha. If you listen, and this is what we said right before Shana, if you listen to the voice of Hashem, your God. Lishbar las is kol esko mitzvosov, to keep and to do all the mitzvos. Asher hanoichi mitzavcha hayom, that I've commanded you today. And then all these brachos will occur. That word hayom is unnecessary. The word, what's the matter that it was today? It could, if you listen to the mitzvos that are commanded to you, the brachos will happen. Why is it after asher hanoichi mitzavcha hayom? So maybe it's emphasizing that there has to be always a deep machshava when it comes to our avodas Hashem and earning the brachos of Hashem and being who we should be, especially as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah. We have to focus just on hayom, just on today. The past is in the past, and the future, who knows what it holds. All we have in life is today. And that's our avodah. I have to learn with you. I've learned this before with a lot of the chevra. You know, last week I said over in Shir that it was makabel al atzmi to make photocopies on a piece or two.
But the machine.
Right, but all right. Arundov says he's going to get a machine. He's going to get a machine yet, so it's not my fault.
No,
it's not my fault.
No,
what?
No machine in the dining room. No machine in the dining room.
Okay, I don't know. We're going to have to figure something out because I'll tell you, so and I went back and forth, I think in Shir, I said, oh, start in Rosh Hashanah, and then I said, no, we have to start now. So today I thought about this morning, if I would have photocopied something, it would have been what I'm about to read you. And during the day, about six times during the day, I said, oh, I got to go and take care of this and photocopy. But every time I got another call, another this, and something came up and it just didn't happen. I'm sorry. I apologize. But, Mirat Hashem, I'm going to start that. Mirat Hashem, Bli Nedar. Big Bli Nedar. Okay. But I want to read you this piece. It's one of my favorite pieces in Likutei Maran. It's a piece, and we've read it before in this year, at least once or twice. I think even back in your day, probably, this Torah. Rav Nachman, it's piece Ayin Reish Beis, which in the order is really Reish Ayin Beis, but Reish Ayin Beis means Rav, it's a famine, so we don't want to call it Reish Ayin Beis, so we say Arev is sweet. Arevna. So he says, "Val the Kapasuk of Dilum says, Hayom im Bekolo Tishmu. And Tzadihei, the Gemara says on that Pasuk, Hayom is talking about Mashiach will come. That Mashiach will come today in Bekolo Tishmu if we listen to Hashem. Right? So listen to what Nachman says. Such beautiful words. How he learns this Pasuk. And that's the Hayom of the Pasuk we just read in Kisavu. Zeklal gadol ba'avoydes Hashem, a very big klal ba'avoydes Hashem. Shelo yasim leneged enav ki'im oso hayom, to only place in front of our eyes that day. Hein be'esek parnasa v'starchuso, when it comes to parnasa and supporting one's family and what we need for our family, tzarech shelo yachsuv miyom lechavero. Don't think from one day to the next. Don't worry, how am I going to have enough savings to make a chasana for my 2-year-old daughter? We don't have to worry about that so much yet. But similarly, when it comes to Avodah Hashem and our Ruchnias, and our Shmir Sanayim, and our learning Torah and Ameus B'Torah, and our Kavan and Tefillah, and not saying Lashon Hara, Lo yasim l'neged avikim osa yom va'osu asha. All that we should think about is that day and that moment. Ki kishiratzon likaneis ba'avodas Hashem. When you want to enter into really work on your avodas Hashem, nid me'aladim kilu masa kaved. It seems like this heavy, crazy burden. I haven't been learning seriously for a while. I used to learn, but then you think, oh my God, I look at it, I can't get back that. Look how much there is to learn. I'm never going to be a Talmud Chacham. I'm never going to know anything. To really fully stop speaking Lashon Hara, I speak Lashon Hara all day and night. I love talking about people and their downfalls. To really stop Shmiras and Ayim, I'm surrounded by it 24/7. It's in my pocket every moment. It's on every screen I look at. I work in the city and the billboards are like thrown at you. And it seems like it's just too impossible. I can't hold it. I can't deal with it. It's too heavy. But if you think to yourself, you know, all that matters is today. Today that I have Shmir Zanayim, today. That I learn well, today. That I have Kavan and Metvila, today. Lo yelo masa klal. There's no burden anymore. It's not so heavy. And also don't say, Machar eschal. I'll start tomorrow. Machar espal b'kavana b'kukhurai. Tomorrow I'll down with kavana. Chiyotu b'shar v'adus. Ki ein ladam b'lam akim osa ayom va'osa hashosha omed b'ch. Because all that we have in this world is that day and that moment. All that we have is now. Do I know what tomorrow is going to bring? Do I know if I'm going to be here tomorrow? Kiyom ha-macharas hu olam achar lagamri. And Bez Hashem, what we do have tomorrow, even when we're zoicha to be blessed with tomorrow, and I wake up and say, Modan evnachach melechayim kerim shechazar to mishmasi, it's a whole new world. Hayom im bekolo tishmu. Hayom daika. Hayom im bekolo tishmu. The ikar is hayom. Making the most of today. And not worrying of tomorrow. And that's why v'hayom shmo tishmu, as the pasuk in Kisava says, hayom asher ne'achim etzavcha hayom. Don't get bogged down on what was in the past and what will be in the future. Just today. Today don't stone God. And we've done a lot. And it'll be baruch atab v'vecha baruch atab v'sei secha. It will stay with us. We'll be zoicha that the simani kashas won't even fall off. I was working on this Torah earlier today in the Rabbanu Shalom Sami Matana. Mamish a very big matana. If you take gematria, Hayom im bekolo tishmu, which was the pasuk that Rav Nachman just darshan, just as a sod of making the most of just today. Just today. Hayom bekolo tishmu is gematria 1016. Exactly gematria. Oz hu zoiche l'ksiva v'chasim atova. Exact. If you take gematria, Hayom im bekolo tishmu, 1016, exactly gematria. Us who zoicha l'ksiva chasim atayva, then will be zoicha that he, that person, he will be zoicha to ksiva chasim atayva. So that's the mizbarach. We should be zoicha. That's what we reach. That's what we bless each other with these days. Each and every one of us be zoicha to ksiva chasim atayva. A good gebend yar, a yar simcha, a yar bracha, a yar all those that need besurs tovas and yeshuos and refuos. A year where we're dancing together by simchas, mirtz Hashem.
Amen.
Mir Hashem, v'zoicha just geula, v'zoicha to Yeshua, the Mashiach zekeinu b'mehirah v'yamim.
Amen. Amen.